Thanks a lot. Mike Huckman joining us from Washington today. You know, it is Judgment Day today for Research in Motion. While many of us crackberry addicts have been wringing our hands over the outcome of today's patent dispute hearing, corporate America has been busy mapping out its contingency plans for a possible BlackBerry blackout. Now, one of the wireless email products some companies are looking at, the Palm Trio. So what kind of ramp up in demand has Palm seen for its products? And is the blackout, if it does happen, will this be something that the company's supply chain can meet up with? Now, here now with that outlook is Ken Word. He's the Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Palm One Handheld Business Unit, joining us from Mountain View this morning. Mr. Word, thanks for being with us. If there's good morning. You know, if there's an injunction, if we do see this blackout for BlackBerries, do you think you're going to be a big winner in that?
Well, we've already seen quite a bit of action. The RIM litigation has really pointed out the increased awareness for mobile email and confirmed just how mission critical it is for businesses. It's also accelerated the momentum behind open platform versus proprietary systems.
What does that mean?
What that means is our product, in particular Palm Trio, supports an open platform. We support lots of different kinds of email solutions. So whether that's Microsoft's Exchange Server or GoodLink Technologies or any one of the several other kinds of email solutions that are available, a corporate IT manager can have a server in the background that supports that email, and all the people in the company can use Palm Trios. If they change the server, they can keep their Palm Trio.
You're actually hearing from companies that are interested in trading over to the Trio because they're concerned about what's been happening with RIM.
Well, that's right. About 40% of the Fortune 500 are currently using Trios with GoodLink as their email service, and another 35% are in active trials today.
Ken, Andrew Sorkin here. How quickly does it take for a big enterprise, let's say a 1,000-person company, to deploy the Trio system if, in fact, they have to shut down the BlackBerries?
Well, what's been happening, our IT managers, of course, are aware of the litigation that's out there and the potential for shutdown, so they've been creating backup plans. So they've typically installed servers, and they've got some Trios in that they're testing, and all it would take would be to buy some more and distribute them and turn it on.
Once the server's installed, it's very quick. If there's a 30-day window before a shutdown, can you guys manage that?
Well, we work with our carrier partners. We currently work with the big guys in the U.S. So Verizon, Sprint, Singular all carry our products, all have inventory of our products, and we'd be glad to fill some more orders.
Okay, so you think you can keep up with the demand, Mr. Worth? That's what you're saying?
Well, of course, if there was a shutdown and everyone ordered something tomorrow, that might be a problem. But we believe that there's been contingency planning in place, and if that something does happen, there'll be an orderly transition.
Ken, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Kim Wirt is a Senior Vice President and a General Manager of the Palm One Handheld Business Unit.